children are commonly told that no means no, but children evidently see right through that. According to a poll commissioned by a group called the Center for a New American Dream, the word no, as in no, you cannot have that toy, is not so much a red light as a blinking yellow. The center, whose dream entails an escape from pervasive commercialism, commissioned a survey of 750 American children ages 12 to 17. Betsy Taylor, the executive director of the center, says they asked kids about how much they nag their parents to get what they want after they've been told no.
The average American child will nag 9 times to get something that their parents have said, no, you really can't have that. And for tweens, this is the group that is most targeted by advertisers, the 12 and 13-year-olds, 10% of them said that they would be willing to push their parents, nag their parents more than 50 times. One little boy said that he was willing to ask his dad for a particular thing he wanted 150 times.
Now, I have to ask you, do 12-year-olds, are 12-year-olds presumed to keep an accurate count of how many times they've asked their parents for something?
I doubt if they're keeping a little notebook beside them, but this was their best guess on what they would be willing to do, what they on average do. And I have a feeling, you know, when you are really focused on getting that $120 pair of basketball shoes that cost so much because of the famous name attached, you probably have a pretty good sense of how hard you've been working to get them.
Betsy Taylor, executive director of the Center for a New American Dream, which is based in Tacoma Park, Maryland.